Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Donald Trump Jr. appeared Tuesday before the mostly partisan House committee investigating January 6th. Reports from the interview say it was largely uneventful. The interview lasted about 3 hours and was described as very cordial. It should be noted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi created the House Select Committee last year and refused some Republican leaders to be on the committee. In 2019, there were over 625,000 abortions in America. Pro-life people see the cruelty in this procedure. Pro-abortion people claim their body, their choice. Without mentioning how many lives could be saved if abortion rules are moved to the state level, President Biden is putting the abortion topic on President Trump supporters as extremists.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, as it did Wednesday, the impact doesn't stop with U.S. homebuyers paying more for mortgages. The fallout will be felt in poorer countries around the world. The impacts abroad range from higher borrowing costs to depreciating currencies. As we're all witnessing the spike in crime over the last few years in America, Republican leadership want more well-trained cops on the streets and less defund the police movement.
Homicides are up sharply since 2020 in multiple U.S. cities. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Democratic policies are not supporting law enforcement.
Elected officials sworn to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution have chosen instead to amplify distrust of the men and women who work every day to enforce our laws.
He adds there is a staffing shortage for police officers across America that needs to be addressed as well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Relations between Russia and Israel are one of the lowest points in years after the Russian foreign minister falsely claimed Adolf Hitler had Jewish blood, which he used to justify calling Ukrainian President Zelensky a Nazi. Israel condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine and accused Moscow of committing war crimes, but they're also trying to protect military cooperation with Russia in Syria as that conflict continues. The big question is whether the tensions will lead to any change in the Russian military's behavior towards Israeli strikes in Syria. Texas State Representative Briscoe Kane, the lawmaker who wrote the state's heartbeat bill on abortions, was on Newsmax Wednesday talking about the possibility of states making abortion rules.
As far as the Texas laws are concerned, few realize that the statutes at issue in Roe v. Wade, we call those the pre-Roe statutes, were one, never enjoined by the court, and two, they were never repealed by the legislature. They still exist, and they're on the books today. And so in addition to having those, which could be prosecuted theoretically right now, especially one of them, it has to do with accomplice liability, and Roe v. Wade never created a right for someone to fund abortions or provide travel for those, and so I believe today that could be used. But we also did enact, as several other states have, a trigger ban, which after, you know, the overruling of Roe also takes effect. And so in a way, we kind of have this double backup play that, all abortions in Texas, except in the case of the life of the mother.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America is with us, John Whitehead. John, how you doing, buddy?
Just doing fine, staying busy, doing what we do, and that is trying to keep this country free. But I'll be honest with you folks, this is the worst shape I've ever seen this country, and how people are reacting to situations. And if we don't wake up this country, I fear we're moving into a realm that's going to be so darn scary. We can talk about that in a minute, but no one seems to be awake hardly. There's only a handful of people when I talk to them, but what I'm seeing happening today and what's going on around the globe, it's we're facing something that no one's ever faced before, especially with the development of artificial intelligence and all the things around us. It's, and the government's total control of us now.
Exactly. Well, you know, you and I have talked about it for years, John, that we're at that tipping point, and I believe that we're beyond that tipping point, that now we're entering a different strategic stage, that we need to be prepared for what is developing before our eyes. And as you say, you know, people are purposely choosing to be ignorant, and it's going to be to their pain and demise if they ignore what is before them, and that is that we have a tyrannical government that is going full force, full steam ahead toward a one-world government, and the American idea is bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and the American idea is in the Declaration of Independence, which is not required reading in schools anymore across the country. Kids don't know their rights anymore. The public schools have become, I'll tell you what, an indoctrination cesspool. I mean, when I talk to young kids today, and then they're all addicted to their cell phones, which, is, by the way, is run by the government as well. As we're finding out, the research we do and some of the, if you go to our website, Rutherford.org, we write on this, YouTube's now going to be working with the government to shut down certain sites and stuff. And the whole Internet's going that way. So what was once supposedly private enterprise now has become a government situation. But the thing that the government wants most of all is control and money. They want our money and our control. And they want us and then, like I say, most people do not even know that we have basic rights in this country. They don't understand the Bill of Rights. And we're going to have to start taking some really strong actions. Things I saw in the early days of my practice when I was working with people like Francis Schaeffer, who I was his attorney, by the way, if people remember Francis Schaeffer, who advocated for the unborn. We did rallies. I mean, I remember going in way back, you know, like in 1982 or 81 in Austin, Texas, flying there to do a rally. And it was, 5,000 people basically marching for the rights, you know, of the unborn and the rights of Americans. It's hard getting 10 people together today to do anything like that, because everybody's either sequestered in their home they're afraid of the police or whatever their excuse. Mm-hmm. And those who call themselves Christians, listen, folks, Jesus Christ looked at the other side when they were trying to stop him and said, I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And he did move on. And of course, he suffered for it. But that's the point. Those who get out here and fight the battle are always going to, you know, have someone out there that may want to crack their heads. That's why I started the Rutherford Institute, was to make sure that we could help people, and we do it. But the point is, I'm trying to get people across the country to wake up, and let's go back to those early days when I saw people standing out in front of clinics or out in front of the city hall with their signs saying, we want free speech, we want freedom of religion. And we've got to come out of the churches to do that. We're going to have to, you know, do what the great people of America did when it was time. They gave up their lives for this country. So we'd have a constitution, folks. A lot of them, again, they were shot down by the British for just saying, I disagree. We want freedom in America. And that's what America gave to the world. And right now I see
that's
it
right.
being sucked away.
Exactly. You know, speaking of Francis Schaeffer, what did Francis Schaeffer see at that time, John, and why he fought so diligently? I mean, there was something more than just a woman's right and a woman's choice. There was something more diabolical and deeper that he saw, and this is why he was so passionate about it. Do you remember?
Yeah. We talked about it a lot. Again, when he was in the Mayo Clinic dying of cancer, he called me and said, and he was actually dying of cancer, this man, but he's at the Mayo Clinic picketing outside.
Oh.
It was amazing. He called me.
Yeah.
And he said, John, I'm doing this, and be sure, and I want to alert you if I need your help. I said, sure, I'll get up there right away, sir, whenever you need it.
Right.
Here's a guy, what he saw was the dehumanization of people. The government likes to dehumanize us, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're turning us into basically machines, people who don't have any morals, and that's the key. Morals. Caring for others, do unto others you'd have it, you know, whatever done unto you. You know, love one another, treat people up, help people by the wayside, people that need food, shelter, help them, and that's what we need in this country now. And he saw that early on, and I was there when the early people were picketing outside of clinics and doing all these things. I saw across the country, it was just refreshing to see people take a stand for freedom, nonviolently, by the way.
Right.
And if they'd have kept it up and built it up, but all of a sudden, people started retreating. Whoever was pushing around, the police were coming in with their SWAT teams and all that, and people got afraid. But we don't have to be afraid, folks. We can actually do things, especially at the local level, and change this country. So that's why I'm going to be pushing really hard in my last few years of my life, is just hopefully, let's see some of that rebirth of freedom-loving people. But we're going to have to teach our kids, because I'm telling you, when I talk to kids today, they look at you clueless when you say, what is free speech, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They'll
right.
look at you, they don't really know, because they're not taught it.
Well, and they didn't realize, and just as we did, our generation, you know, we're sitting there thinking, okay, birth control. You know, so what's the problem with birth control? But Francis Schaeffer and others said, there is a problem. You know, the church said something about it. But no, we don't want to hear from the church because, you know, we want to be able to have sex with whoever we want to have sex with and to be able to do it with impunity. And what price we're paying today, 60 million plus babies later, women committing suicide, what was we're told by Hillary Clinton and others was supposed to be rare and safe is not so rare and not so safe.
No, 73 million abortions annually, globally, on an annual basis.
Right.
It's depopulation, but I'll tell you what, there are people, you know, and again, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theory, but there are people, you know, who look down upon some of the rich people who want a global empire, who use the term useless eaters for the people of
right.
the world and stuff, and they don't see us like we should be seen. And with again, I'm trying to warn people, and again, a lot of things I've warned about in the past, no one listens, but the idea that of this singularity coming now, where they're going to fuse the human mind with computer systems, Google's already moving in that direction heavily, Neuralinks, they're putting chips in the back of our hands so we can just put our hands now on a scanner and walk
right.
out. The problem I see with that is we're going to become like robots, most of us. And how do we know what's being fed into us is even true anymore? Mm-hmm. We need good leaders out there who are willing to question all this, church leaders, Christians, whoever out there. So,
hang on, John. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The aftereffects of the COVID-19 pandemic are being felt around the world, and India is no different. Fortunately, the Tide Ministry is blessed to have deeply committed partners there who've been able to adjust outreach programs on the ground to accommodate recent pandemic guidelines. Our adult literacy programs in several regions of India were in jeopardy from lockdowns that banned group gatherings. Thankfully, the village teachers have come up with a creative solution by visiting individuals in their homes to teach them, check up on their well-being, and make them aware of any COVID procedure updates. Maintaining connections with people facing hardships is so important to remind them that they're not alone and that they're not only important to us here at the Tide Ministry, but also to their Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America, Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with John Whitehead, the founder of the Rutherford Institute. And yes, we're talking about, the government playing God and
yes.
The slippery slope that we've been on, you know, from abortions to executions. I mean, when you, open up the doors and you introduce a hard-heartedness into the culture where it is no longer a respecter of life, you cannot control it. You can't say, oh, well, we're only going to apply that kind of doctrine or that kind of mindset in this area. It is like the leaven. It's like the yeast that permeates every aspect of our minds and our culture. Isn't that right?
Yes, and the point is that once you give the government to be God, the power to be God, they will be God, and they will decide who gets shot, who gets killed. I mean, you're talking to an attorney here, Constitutional Attorney John Whitehead, who has helped people on death row who can't get any help, come to find out their DNA. Finally, in the end, they were going to be executed, and I worked with groups to help some of these people get off death row. They'd have been dead if someone hadn't rushed in like the Ruff Institute and other groups to save them. Mm-hmm. But the government's just killing them. They're going to kill them. They're moving forward. All they have to do is get the right testimony in the courtroom, and they're gone. That could happen to you, folks. It happened to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So the point is, we're here to help one another, and we're no better than the lowest person on the planet. I keep telling people here who think they're kind of some kind of superstar or something. You're not a superstar. You're like everybody else. We all have the same kind of bodies and whatever. Yeah. And I don't believe in races. Mm-hmm. Don't get into this racial thing either. That's this race or that race. We don't have races on this planet. We're all the same. We all, you know, again, walk two legs, two eyes, two ears, 10 fingers, 10 toes, you know. So the point is, we're all here for one another, and that's the lesson. If people want a lesson beyond what happens here on this planet, I tell them this, it's that you're here to help one another and do that. Put your life to that point. Right. Don't stand by and watch somebody getting beat up. If you hear about neighbors getting a SWAT team raid, get down to your city hall and stop this stuff. 80,000 SWAT team raids annually in America, and many of them for just regular war, where police used to show up and knock on your door. Now they're crashing through doors. And here's the other thing, folks. The mainstream media doesn't cover this. They're not telling you any of this. They're not telling you about what's happening in this or there and all these things we're seeing. So don't bank on that. Go to good websites, listen to shows like this, get educated. As Bill, as we always talk about, education precedes action. Mm-hmm. And become a real human being and help one another. Without that, the only way you can become human, in my point, is actually start helping people around you. And you listen, here's another thing. You don't have to always agree with the person you're helping.
That's right.
And you're
exactly
not.
Well, at the core of all this is we have to, again, honor life, John, to your point.
Yeah.
We have stopped honoring life, and this has been manifest. We've been conditioned. Our brains and consciences have been seared after the murder of 60 million. You know, there's consequences. You just cannot murder people and think there's no consequences. I mean, there needs to be such a, if there's any saving grace out of all this, if by the hand of divine providence we have an opportunity for a do-over and maybe rectify this, we have to reconcile our participation in this, our casualness towards death to such a degree that we would allow for the murder of innocents. And of course, what happens is that it's never enough. And this is what Francis Schaeffer saw. He saw, look, this is a slippery slope. This is one thing's going to lead into another, to another. And now here we are. We've got abortions, and now we're going to harvest their organs. And guess what? Even though we say it's illegal, you know, we've got David DeLayden, who's the one that ends up going to jail because he captures Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, and Planned Parenthood gets off scot-free. I mean, how upside down is this, John? See, we've got to reconcile the truth if there's going to be any saving grace in all this stuff. Otherwise, the murder of 60 million babies is for naught.
It's listen, we know it. It's time to fight back. And again, get together in your neighborhood. I'm telling people, set up your civil liberties oversight committees. Get together. That's what I call them. Get on the phone with your friends. And you know the truth now. If you've heard Bill and I talking on this program, this is all footnoted, by the way. I've written over 30 books, so my stuff's footnoted. I've researched it well. I know what's happening out there. But once you know the truth, and now you know the truth, you have to act.
Yes, there is responsibility that comes into play. Exactly.
Help our neighbors. our friends, people. Always be out there for each other. That's the only way. If not, I would say this, within the next decade, we could move into a tyrannical government, and there will be a few freedom fighters left, but most people will be marching along, unfortunately, and to a really bad place after they die, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it'll be hell to pay. Without a doubt. John, you, as a constitutional attorney, your experience with the Supreme Court, when you heard that there was a leak from the Supreme Court, I got to imagine this shook you to the core, because you knew right off the bat this is unprecedented. This is just incredible for something like this to occur.
It's really scary. Yeah, it's very scary that would happen. Yeah, and it's meant to completely destroy that opinion that may put restrictions on Roe versus Wade. Yeah. It's really scary stuff. And to think that someone, again, ethical, no moral values, that would do something like that.
Okay. One person, John.
Supposedly one person.
Yeah. Yeah. But even still, even if it was two people, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
But still, that to have that kind of power and to throw that out there, and then, of course, for Politico, you know, they couldn't help themselves. They picked up on it. I mean, they didn't even restrain themselves to say, like, well, maybe we shouldn't publish this.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they did. They got it out there. But the point is, we know now, and that shows you one more problem with the government. I mean, listen, I sued it out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years. I've had senators tell me that it's one of the most corrupt places they've ever been themselves. But money is just wasted, spent. They don't care anything. They want one thing up there, money and control in Washington, D.C. And you know why that happens? We've let them be that way.
Exactly.
And it's time to get up, folks, get out in Washington, D.C., and have some really well-orchestrated, nonviolent protests to show them. They do not like that. They do not like the protest. They want us to stay home, watch TV, be Cardone in our house, afraid of a virus, so we won't do anything to help one another.
And meanwhile, as you say, John, you've said this repeatedly, and you're so spot on with this, is that the fastest changes occur at the local levels. And this is what we're seeing happening. You know, school boards are changing overnight. People are being voted out. Parents are saying, enough of this craziness. We're taking control. You're not going to, you know, groom our kids and make them more sexually active and aware at the age of 4 and 5. That's unacceptable.
It's scary, and they're pushing that heavy on kids, by the way, heavy on
yes.
over this generation, which means, and again, there's going to be some things that are going to happen to young kids our day, teenagers, no one could have imagined in my day happening, sexually or otherwise. So God help us, and help your children, folks. Teach them their rights at home, and teach them to be strong morally and back off of this cultural indoctrination we're seeing today, which is going to destroy this country completely.
And the surveys are telling us, John, to your point, is the kids are abandoning these values because they're not seeing them pronounced and exampled by their parents. So it starts with the households. The responsibility is the parents to, as Ronald Reagan said, this doesn't, you know, it's not passed on through the bloodstream. You know, we've got to pass that baton. There's got to be a purposeful and active commitment to pass on the values of this democratic republic to the next generation, right? John, the website they can go to be a part of the solution.
Go to Rutherford.org, and sign up for our weekly newsletters and other materials. You'll see what we do. And folks, get educated, and let's get out there and fight for truth and freedom.
John Whitehead, Rutherford Institute, founder and author of Battlefield America. Thank you, John. Godspeed,
thank
my friend.
You, sir.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers.
providers.
Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Donald Trump Jr. appeared Tuesday before the mostly partisan House committee investigating January 6th. Reports from the interview say it was largely uneventful. The interview lasted about 3 hours and was described as very cordial. It should be noted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi created the House Select Committee last year and refused some Republican leaders to be on the committee. In 2019, there were over 625,000 abortions in America. Pro-life people see the cruelty in this procedure. Pro-abortion people claim their body, their choice. Without mentioning how many lives could be saved if abortion rules are moved to the state level, President Biden is putting the abortion topic on President Trump supporters as extremists.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. I got a real treat for you. Cheryl Chumley is back with us. Yes, the best-selling author of Socialists Don't Sleep. Her new book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's so great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Cheryl, just ladies and gentlemen, for those of you, and I don't know why you would not hear or have heard about her before, she is a very gifted author and online opinion editor for the Washington Times, where she also serves as a commentary writer and host of the Bold and Blunt twice weekly podcast. An award-winning journalist with more than 15 years of experience covering Capitol Hill, state and local politics. Her publication credits include Newsmax, The Blaze, Washington Times. She is prolific, needless to say, and people are listening when she talks because she is a woman of reason and one that we need to hear in these days where America has lost its compass.
Thank you so much. What a nice intro. Thank you.
Well, it's the truth, Cheryl. I just so respect what you've done and the gift you are to freedom for the American people, because this is what's driving American people absolutely crazy, because they've been gaslit to such a degree they don't know who to believe. And they feel like the truth has got lost along the way. But we can be thankful for the truth that is so nagging that it always finds a way to come out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, that's a good word to describe how the left has been busily using the pandemic for exploiting their personal political ambitions, gaslighting, because that certainly has been part and parcel of our national discussion for over 2 years. And the left continues to gaslight Americans, to outright lie, deceive, spin, and so forth, do anything they can to dance around the truth. And it's only to continue the fears which led them to justify their unconstitutional, anti-American, for the most part, crackdowns on liberties the last couple years.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, if that's not enough, You get Elon Musk saying, look, at we've got to level the playing field. I'm going to buy Twitter. And kind of like with, the Michael Jordan marketing idea that everybody wears tennis shoes, okay? And everybody has the right to freedom. And when we exercise said right, that's right, enumerated in our Constitution, it goes better for us. And so to his credit, he wanted to do this. And, of course, the left went into the fetal position, sucking their thumb. They didn't know what to do. And the Biden administration said, oh, don't worry. We've got a great idea. We're going to take over. The mainstream media hasn't done their job. They haven't covered us to the degree and given us covering to the degree that we are especially excited about. So we're going to create the Disinformation Governance Board. And as executive director, we're going to have Nina Jankowicz, Miss Mary Poppins, come in and control the narrative. I mean, this is Orwellian at its basis, as its basis, is it not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is right out of a George Orwell 1984 novel of dystopian society, right? The Ministry of Truth. And
exactly.
I'm sure everybody's heard that reference now. But it's basically, in Orwell's book, the Ministry of Truth was actually more like the Ministry of Lies. And when you look at what this so-called disinformation board will do, it claims, of course, that it's not going to regulate or control. It's only going to helpfully point out for American citizens what information is actually true versus false. And so you know what comes on the heels of that is that it's not bad enough that the government is going to point out information and label it for us Americans. What comes on the heels of that is, of course, control. And it'll start basically by guidance, recommendations, and then it'll get harsher and harsher until our First Amendment freedoms are gone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and like we can believe in what they have done, all you have to do is look at what they've done. And how is, even Nina Jankowicz has exposed herself, for the ideologue that she is. I mean, she was the one that reinforced the idea that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. So how much credibility does she have in this position?
Well, I don't care who it is. You know what? In this, first off, to answer your question, she has zero, right? I mean, she's
right.
A far leftist tool. That's it. But I wouldn't even want someone that I agree with 100% of the time in that position, because I don't believe that position ought to exist in America.
Amen.
And too many times there are viewpoints that are expressed that forget that in America, we have certain God-given rights, and we don't need the government to deem whether those rights are proper or improper. And even if we have somebody on our side that is telling us that we have those rights, that's still a little bit of an infringement of a God-given right, because we don't need them telling us that. So
no.
The idea of this position, this board at all, is egregious to me. And Senator Tom Cotton, to his credit, has already introduced a bill deeming it unconstitutional and trying to do away with it. So good work on the part of legislators and senators right now.
Well, hopefully Tom Cotton can fall on his sword on this, on behalf of the American people, because I agree with you. I mean, this is worthless. We don't need this. I mean, look at this. The marketplace of ideas where free speech reigns is what has made America great. It is what will make America great in the future. We have throttled that down at a grave expense. We've dumbed people down to such a degree that they're willing, for the first time in our history, to surrender our constitutional rights, all our freedoms, for the sake of socialism. Really? That's the big exchange, the offering here that was, again, introduced in part. Of course, this has been going on for quite a while. But, Barack Obama brought it to the forefront in claiming that this was going to be the fundamental transformation of America. And the question I had then, and I still do, fundamental from what to what?
Yeah.
The transformation. Right.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought up Barack Obama's statement, because here we are living out his vision for America right now. We've got the leftist loons in front of the Supreme Court protesting against a case that never should have been ruled in favor of women who wanted to abort their babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that it, It was an unconstitutionally ruled case anyhow. We've got this disinformation board being brought up by this administration. I mean, everywhere you look now, you have discord and division in America. And it's in areas that really there shouldn't be discord and division. Mm-hmm. By and large, Americans are pretty much traditional in their viewpoints. But we're getting things like, you know, the 1.2% of the LGBTQ movement and population impacting the entire society, shifting dramatically what's taught in public school systems. So it's just Barack Obama on steroids, what he promised America would turn into.
Well, in your book, Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, this is it. I mean, you spell it out. I mean, in so many other platforms, you could not have the freedom to share what you share in lockdown. But it is available for freedom-loving patriots so that they understand that I am not crazy. This is exactly what's happening, right?
Yeah, I do spell it out in lockdown. I first talk about things that maybe were underreported or not even reported during the pandemic that the left used to justify unconstitutional and even immoral overreaches on private free citizens. And even more importantly, I take that and I look ahead where the left is leading us right now. Because there's a lot of people that think, well, if we just get through this pandemic phase and once the government declares the pandemic over, we'll go back to normal. No. Not so. And you can, if you pay attention to the news, you can already hear the whispers and not so whispery rhetoric of those same bureaucrats who locked us down for 2 years, who are setting the stage to lock us down again. And so I hope people out of this book, they take my warnings and take them at their face value and really dig in for the fight, because it's not going to go back to the old America unless people fight for it.
Exactly. Well, Lindsey Graham, you know, cast the warning during the Kavanaugh hearings. He confronted the Democrats quite passionately. He pointed out that their lust for power and control was such that they would do anything. And he says, I hope to God you don't get it. Well, guess what? They got it. We needed to do more than just hope to God. We needed to activate our citizenry, our citizenship in such a way that it protected our constitutional rights and freedoms. We've got more from Cheryl Shumley. Got to go to break. Stay with us.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. We're talking with the author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, Cheryl Shumley, who is also the best-selling author of Socialists Don't Sleep. They are a force unto themselves, and you know, the idea that socialists don't sleep, I mean, this isn't something that we realize just in the modern era. This has been going on since the beginning of the founding of this great country of ours, has it not?
It has. You know, there have been socialists in public office, card-carrying open socialists in public offices for decades in America. The difference nowadays, though, when we have socialists in office, first off, they don't very frequently call themselves socialists. They soften that label and say that they're democratic socialists or progressives or even Democrats nowadays. There's really very little difference between what those different labels advocate for in America. They're all far leftist and they're all collectivist, globalist. Mm-hmm. Yes. But the difference nowadays is that there used to be, even on the left, a love of America, right? The Democrat Party under JFK, decidedly yes. different, still loved America. Even the Democrat Party under Bill Clinton, as much as I detested his policies and politics, and I thought he had awful moral values, mm-hmm. I never got the impression he hated America. That didn't come until Barack Obama. And if you look at what the Democrats have done with their platforms in recent times, they've wanted to remove God, which is huge. In a country built on God-given rights,
right,
how
exactly.
can you have politicians booting God, right? That's mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. biggest war right now. And so these Democrats are actively working to, as Barack Obama promised, fundamentally shift the foundations of America so that we are something more akin to China or Cuba or any other nation of the world except free America.
Exactly. It's a march to a globalist entity, a one world government. No surprise, we were told that this was going to happen even before Barack Obama. For those who are spiritual, it is well documented that that will be the move, and this is the force that we see happening. And meanwhile, what is slipping away with every day and every action by these progressives is our freedoms. Trevor Loudon has documented, Cheryl, that there are well over 100 Democrats who are sworn Democratic Socialists, to your point. And so I question, I say, how can they put their hand on the Bible and swear to defend this country and defend our constitutional rights against enemies, foreign and domestic? I mean, what are they doing? Are their fingers crossed or something as they take that vow?
Well, they, they can't, right? Common sense is you can't represent the Constitution and swear to defend the Constitution and all it stands for while at the same time pushing for socialism, right? But what that shows is that the left has become so emboldened that they do not feel the need these days to disguise their lies. They only feel the need to maybe disguise their end game, right? Which is why you get, when you go to the World Economic Forum website, weforum.org, and you see Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, in his own words, talk about the Great Reset and exactly what that means, which is another term to define New World Order, One World Order, Build Back Better. It's all one and the same. And you read that with your own eyes, and then you flip on the news, and you get the media and the left pundits on the news telling you that the Great Reset, that's all a conspiracy theory. That's the only thing they feel the need to conceal right now. And mark these words, soon enough, that will be out in the open, sold as a greater good for America. And those who aren't in line with the Great Reset, anti-Americans.
Right. Well, the fruit of this objective is quite clear. It is evident with Ukraine and Russia, what's happening with food. We're just on the horizon of realizing food shortages, unprecedented. And I don't know if you saw this, Cheryl, but just the other day, we had the 17th food distribution center in the United States that has been either utterly destroyed or attacked, three of which were taken out by airplanes. I mean, this is all very suspicious, and especially at a time when we realize that Ukraine, being such a critical breadbasket to Europe, and it being under fire and attacked by Russia, you already know that there's going to be a shortage of food in Europe as a result of that. And now here in the United States, and the mainstream media is not reporting on this. You know, what is going on?
Yeah, this isn't just, you know, suspicious or talking points for an interesting discussion. This is like a 12-hour clanging alarm in America.
Exactly.
And food manufacturers, food distributors, the agricultural industry need to honestly, at this moment in time, post armed guards outside their areas of production, because this is what it's come down to. 17. I mean, come on. Do we need more of a wake-up call about what's taking place in America right now? And I'm tired of Christians in particular sitting at home biting their nails, or worse, not even paying attention because they think, well, I'm in the church. I don't have anything to worry about. Well, you know, the rest of the people in America that Christians are supposed to evangelize to, they have plenty to worry about. And it's our duty to stand up and just fight any way we can, because we're not going to have an America by the time Joe Biden's first term is done with if we don't really fight for it now.
Well, God established the church for a specific reason. And you get in the Bible, in the book of Revelations, where Jesus is walking through the lampstands, the seven lampstands that represent the churches. And my admonition to the churches today is you need to reread that and see where your lampstand falls. Are you honoring God? Because all this is unfolding, to your point. And the church has a responsibility for a time such as this. Because in God's economy, you know, you may think that God is disconnected, but there always comes that appointed time. And I believe this is where we are right now, in light of all that is happening, this movement to a one world government, this reset, the fourth industrial revolution, you know, people speaking out like Bill Gates, you know, saying, you know, he just doesn't believe that the earth can manage the population. So if there's, you know, a calling of the herd, somehow that's acceptable. And, you know, what this is all heading to is a predicted end as far as they're concerned, just like there was a predicted end for the 2020 election, Cheryl.
And I agree with what you're saying. And for those listeners who are sitting there thinking to themselves, well, what's the point of fighting? Because it's all in God's control. It's all hurtling toward an inevitable end anyhow. Well, my answer to that is that you need to be on the side of right. Just because there's an end coming. And we already know that we've won, right? But doesn't mean you just sit home and put your feet up and eat chips and watch TV. You know, there are people out there who are hurting that are uncertain about which door they're going to enter, the door to heaven, the door to hell. And that's what we need to be fighting for. The battle of principalities is what's taking place. And yes, all these political and cultural little skirmishes are important to get involved in, but we should always do it with the end game in mind, that when you as a Christian stand before Jesus, that you can say, hey, I fought to the end. Because to me, that's what he wants to hear, right?
Exactly. And if we're going to have any effect on our family and our immediate loved ones, I mean, you have to be aware, because God has given us the warning and he's empowered his church to be an effective tool for a time such as this. Cheryl Lockdown, why did you have to write this book?
I had to write it because I was so disgusted with the lies of the government, and more than that, the quick cave of the American people to bow down to these lies. You know, when I saw churches close on government demand, I just thought, this is revelation days. I mean, when else in history do churches say, yep, we're afraid of a virus, we're going to shut our doors? At a time when the people need the churches most, they weren't there. And so it was just one lie after another. And my book really categorizes some of the lies that, you know, readers may not even be aware of, your listeners may not even know about. So I hope people read the book, get a real understanding of all the deceptions, and arm themselves with the truth to really get involved in the fight.
Well, you're exactly right, Cheryl. There was such a preponderance of deception and lies out there that have conditioned the minds of American people. I mean, to such a degree that here we are, we've got a judge that says, hey, the masks are illegal, you know, burn them, you know, get rid of the mask and everything else. And people are they've been so conditioned for 2.5 years to have this mask. It's like I don't know, like a blankie of some sort, some security, you know, blanket that they've got to hold on to that does no good whatsoever, but yet they are going out in their lives living under fear and condemnation towards those. I'm wearing a mask. How come they're not wearing the mask? Just because the judge said not to wear the mask, how dare they? Right?
Exactly.
It's insane.
And
look,
I wasn't late to this game. I was early on, one of the early voices in April of 2020. I wrote a piece for the Washington Times called "The Coronavirus Will Go Down in History as the Biggest Political Hoax." 3 days later, I wrote another piece for the Washington Times saying that forced face masking is a civil rights offense. Both those pieces I was vilified for, along with the dozens and dozens and maybe even hundreds I've written since, critical of the government's response to the coronavirus. But look at where we're at now. And the reason I bring up those two early pieces is because I want people to understand that, you know, I was right on this very early. So when I'm giving you these warnings in lockdown about what's to come, take them seriously, because
exactly.
Our country is at stake, is really.
Well, you're exactly right, Cheryl. We need to listen to the people who have a track record. You have a track record. I mean, even Senator Blumenthal says falso in uno, falso in omnibus. You know, if you're wrong in one thing, you're wrong in everything. And we've got too many Fauci and other government officials that have been wrong in one thing. They're wrong in everything. Cheryl, look forward to having you back as we continue this conversation, because chances are, I'm sure, we're going to have plenty to talk about.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for all you do for America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.